Mine is the forerunner of all things. This one is a very important, essential Dhamma. If you understand this, you will understand that you will have two minds. Here, the Buddha is referring to your mundane mind. That's why he said our mind, this mundane mind, or conditioned arising mind, dependent originating mind, is the forerunner of all things. When this mind arises, all things arise. But this is the knowing element. This is the one that can really give rise to consciousness, can make you conscious of things, can make you aware of things, can make you perceive things and all those things. So all this will arise the moment that mind arises. So I will read to the teaching of the Buddha to you, then you will understand. According to the Buddha, our mind is the forerunner of all things, and mind make a day. Hence, through mental consciousness, we can perceive the phenomenal world of consciousness. All of physical, mental, and nature's phenomena within life and existence, you will have the ability to perceive them, to experience them. Then there is a definition which is very important. You must remember this definition. What is a phenomenon? So the definition of a phenomenon is very important. According to Oxford Dictionary, you check, you can find them. Anything perceivable by the mind is a phenomenon. And this is a very good definition. This is really the spiritual understanding of mind. That's why anything perceivable by the mind is a phenomenon. So this understanding is very important. When mind arises, perception arises, well, our mind has this aggregate of sanya, which has the ability to perceive. And perception is a very important aggregates of mind, because this is the one that allow you to perceive the world of form, the world of phenomena. And within our existential world, there are three basic phenomena. Physical means all our physical activity and movement, whatever that your mind can perceive is a physical phenomenon. Then all of your mental movement, activity, these are mind phenomena. That's why we call it mental phenomena. Whatever that your mind can perceive, its movement, its activity, or anything that the mind can do. That's why all of sankhara is mental phenomena. Then there is another aspect of phenomena within nature. Everything that the mind can perceive within nature, we call it nature's phenomena. That's why within your field of vision, seeing consciousness, you can perceive whatever within that seeing consciousness. We call it the sense data, color, shape, and form. Then within the seeing consciousness, we can also perceive many other things. So perception is the one that brings the external form into our mind, the external phenomenal into our mind. Like whatever you come to perceive, all of the buildings, the automobiles, the trees, the plant, the whatever physical thing that you see outside. So this is within the field of seeing consciousness. Then you can also perceive through your hearing consciousness all of the sound, the music, the vibration, the nature's vibration, and nature's breeze, movement, everything. You can perceive them. Then through your smell, your taste, your tactile, you can also perceive things. That's why that one also phenomenal, tactile phenomenon, taste phenomenon, smell phenomenon, then through your brain activity, you can become conscious of your mind activity. That's why mental consciousness can arise. So when mental consciousness can arise, you can perceive the mental form, the mental formation, the images and all those things. So all this is what that mind is capable. So understanding perception will allow you to understand phenomena. Yeah, anything perceivable by the mind is a phenomenon. So for easy understanding, we break up the phenomena into three basic phenomena that we can easily classify and understand. Physical phenomena, all of the physical activity that we do that the mind can perceive, like your posture, your form posture, your whatever physical phenomena that arise, bending, stretching, then even looking forward and all those things. So these are your physical activity and movement that you can perceive them. So this is a phenomenon. Then whatever that the mind can perceive is a mental phenomenon. Then whatever physical thing that exists within nature, that is nature's phenomena, like the weather, whatever that come to your sense, your consciousness that enable you to perceive them. That's how you know the world. That's how you interact with the world, with humanity, with fellow beings and all those things. So everything happened through your senses. Then you realize without your sense basis, it cannot trigger off consciousness. You need to have a mind. Upon contact of mind with the sense basis and the sense data, then the respective sense door consciousness arise. So when it arise, the aggregate of perception can perceive whatever that arise. That's why all these are like heap aggregate. Yeah. It can perceive moment to moment. It can feel moment to moment. Yeah. But it cannot simultaneously do all these things. It's always one at a time. One at a time. Yeah. That's why when you are thinking, you are no longer aware. You are lost in thought. Yeah. That is the aggregate that arises. Yeah. So when you are silent, whatever arises, whether feeling, perception, or activity of mind or consciousness, when they arise, you can be aware. Yet the awareness is capable of understanding and seeing all these things. But the aggregate of mind cannot see awareness. It's of lower intelligence. And from awareness, the mundane mind arise. The other aggregates of mind arise. That's the reason why the awareness or the consciousness nature is the one that is responsible for the arising of the mundane mind. So mundane mind, which is of lower intelligence, cannot see awareness, but awareness can see the mundane mind. So it's just like our world of form, our form world. If you look at our existential world of form, you look at all the external form, all this, they arise due to what? Due to mind. Without mind, which is energy, this form cannot arise. Form is trapped consciousness. Yeah. So if you look at nature, you look at our physical world, our civilization, everything that we come to perceive, the external form, like within your house, your office, your building, or even outside, the table, the chair, the computer, the microphone, the fan, the aircon, the building, the highway infrastructure, every of these, they arise through what? Through the human mind. Without the human mind, all this will not arise. So form is the manifestation of mind. Mind is responsible for it to arise. So when you understand that, then you know our mind has higher intelligence than form. That's the reason why our mundane mind, through consciousness, can see form, can perceive form, because form is a product of thought, product of the mundane mind. So without mundane mind, without thought, without living being, without humanity, the physical world of form cannot arise. Even the planet, all those things cannot arise.